Today we're going to do a really important release, and it's called If No One Would Ever Know and There'd Be No Consequences. And what it is a release on anger. When we've got a conflict with somebody, the first thing we do is usually use the cleanup process, which just allows us to get free of whatever it is that's going on for us about somebody else. But sometimes we're just too angry to let it go. And anger's there for a reason. It's a defense, it's to keep us safe. And so if we try and get rid of it prematurely, it can just cause more trouble and it'll just contract even more. So when we're really angry, we do this process. And often when people hear about this on a retreat, they'll get very disturbed because they'll think that it's a bad thing to do. And you'll understand what I mean as I explain it. So what you do is you bring the person to mind or the thing to mind that you're really upset with, and you allow yourself to imagine doing or saying to them whatever you want to do or say to them. And so people will say, well, that's terrible because these terrible thoughts, and I'll make myself do them and this is going to happen. And actually the opposite is true. When we actually allow ourselves to have those thoughts, we're far less likely to carry them out in reality. And so what happens, or my experience of this, is that once you allow yourself to take the action in your imagination, it has an effect on your body anyway. So it actually releases a lot of the anger and maybe the trauma that might be a little bit left over from the time when they attacked you or challenged you or whatever's triggered the anger. So you'll see what I mean as I go through the process. And again, try not to be too nervous about this and just go along with it as best you can. So just start by bringing a picture of the person to mind that you'd like to feel freer about. And just allow yourself to feel however you do about them right now. Allow the stories, sensations, judgments, pictures, whatever it is that's going on for you around this person. And then, if no one would ever know, and there'd be zero consequences, this whole thing would just be wiped as soon as it's done, what would you like to do or say to this person? And just close your eyes and imagine yourself doing or saying whatever it is you want to do or say to them. And just really let rip as best you can. And if discomfort comes up as you do this, just allow the discomfort just to be here. Just allow yourself to feel uncomfortable. If the exercise is difficult for you, then just allow yourself to resist it. So again, if no one would ever know and there'd be zero consequences, what would you like to do or say to this person? And just really let rip and allow yourself to do whatever you want to, just in your imagination. And then normally what happens is that after a time, and you can pause the video if you're not ready now. After a time, it will start to become less interesting to do those things. The desire to do them will just start to slightly soften. And as that happens, or if you've just had enough of doing it, just come back to here and now. And just allow yourself to feel exactly as you do about this person. and just welcome whatever's here. Welcome any remaining wanting to control them, wanting to change them. Welcome any wanting their approval or disapproval. Welcome any wanting safety. And as I always say in these videos, this doesn't replace action. If you're unsafe with somebody, physically or mentally, then do take the steps you need to get away from them. So just allow yourself to be as you are around this person now. And just notice what's here. And is there a possibility that you can grant this person the right to be as this person is? Just is there? And then answer that question for whatever's true for you. And then we'll do it again. So again, just bring the person to mind. And if no one would ever know, and there'd be zero consequences, what would you like to do or say to this person? And just allow yourself to carry out those actions in your mind. If there's some twitching and shaking in the body, then just really allow that. That's a nice sign. Usually for me, it's like the shoulders start to twitch a little bit. Yeah, so just allow the body to just do what it is without doing anybody any harm, of course. And just allow yourself to play all of that out in your mind, what you'd like to do or say to this person. And then when that starts to soften or just the exercise becomes less interesting, or you just want to move on, just come back to here and now and just check in. How do you feel about the person? Welcome any remaining wanting to control them. Wanting to be controlled by them. Welcome any wanting approval, wanting disapproval. And welcome any wanting safety and security. All wants around this person are absolutely welcome to you. So just allow yourself to be as you are with whatever's here now. And then just check in with this person. How do you feel? Maybe you're feeling a little more relaxed, maybe not. But however it is, it's welcome. And then let's do it again. 3 is always a good number. So if there'd be no consequences, no one would ever hear about this. It would be wiped from the slate. What would you like to do and say to this person? And just allow yourself that sort of play in your mind of maybe you're saying something, maybe you're taking an action. It can be as whatever action you wish. And like I said before, if the body starts to twitch or shake a little, that's great news. And just allow yourself to carry out those actions just mentally. And then if you're ready, if not, just pause the video. Just come back to here and now. And just notice, how do you feel about this person? a little freer, a little easier. Some of the energy might have dissipated. Just allow yourself to be just as you are right here and now. And just notice any remaining wanting to control the person, wanting them to be different, any wanting to be controlled by this whole issue, any wanting approval, wanting to be loved, it's all welcome to you. Any wanting to approve of the person, wanting to disapprove of them, any wanting to make them really bad, any wanting security, safety, and any wanting to just give up, get it all over with. And just allow all of those wants just to be here, just as they are. And then whatever's left of this feelings that you had at the beginning, could you just notice any sense that they feel personal, that they feel about, that it's all about you, that this has happened to you, that this, that these are your feelings. And we're not doing anything with that, we're just welcoming it. And then whatever's left, could you just let some or all of that just unwind and dissolve? And whatever comes up in response to that question, could you just let it be here? And could you just for now allow yourself to be exactly as you are, right here, right now? And when you think of this person, could you just for this moment just grant them the right to be just as they are? And if there's a clear yes, then enjoy that. If there's a yes with a few little question marks around it, just see if you can just say a yes. And if it's an absolute no, just allow yourself to enjoy that no. And just keep going with the process and you'll see what you find. So again, just to close, just allow yourself here and now to be exactly where you are with this process. To still have the feelings that you do about this person. Or to just enjoy the letting go if that's what's happening for you. Yeah, so thank you. Thanks for your attention. I hope it helped.